There's another verb, verse 3, gathered them. He gathered them. That's beautiful. All these lost sinners, every direction, all dark places of the earth, into terrible pits, into awful places. And one by one, the Lord has gone and he's gathered them. He's gone to the den of iniquity. He's gathered them out. He's gone to the places we wouldn't set our feet across now as those that are the saved of the Lord. But he's gone there. And he's gathered them. Only he could do it. Every direction. The cross reaches in every direction because he reaches every direction with his blood. The power of the cross reaches out to sinners far and near, gathering them. He gathers them up in his bosom, for he loves sinners. And he brings them home, as it were, to the Father's house. And he tells his ambassadors to go out with the gospel, to go into far-off places, to go into all lands and nations. And as they go out with the gospel into all lands and nations, far and wide, Jesus Christ goes with them. Because it's Jesus Christ who gathers, not the preachers. The preachers just bring the word, but Christ is in the word, and it's Christ that gathers the sinners. He gathers them from every nation and tongue. And so whenever they're gathered up in heaven at the last, they sing a new song. Thou art worthy, they say to the Savior. You're worthy to take the book, Lord. For you have redeemed us to God by your blood, by your own blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation from all the lands. You've redeemed us. You've gathered us.